Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast contains description of violence and a few F-bombs are dropped, normally by me. Therefore, it's not suitable for children. I'm criminologist Anne McMahon. Welcome to Stalking Australia. Bringing up children is a hard job any day of the week. But throw into the mix two young children with maladaptive behaviour and a young mother who has just undergone spinal surgery, leaving her in a wheelchair during recuperation. Now, what was needed here was a nanny who would fly in like Mary Poppins and help Shannon with the children and chores. What flew in was a mother's worst nightmare. Hi, Shannon. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. Let's just get right into it, Shannon. Where were you in your life when you met your stalker?
I met her on the 20th of April, 2018. I had just had spinal surgery on the 8th of April, and I needed help looking after my disabled children. So I looked on the website, wenidanany.com, and she came over. I gave her the job. It started on the 20th of April, 2018, and we're now, the 23rd of September, 2020, and she's still not out of my life.
How did it start? Like what preceded the stalking?
She was working for me and my kids, and then I found another family for her to help out, but she had told identifying information about this other family, and then I said to her, well, I'm not sure about your position here, because if you're giving out identifying information and sensitive information to other people, you don't have a job. It's not how it is. You can't do that. And she then started a tirade of text messages and MMSs and Facebooking, and it just snowballed from there. And then she took me to Workcover. and said that she was an employee, which she wasn't. She was a contractor, and said that she suffered psychological damage in my home, and then proceeded to take me to industrial relations and report me to the police for growing marijuana and having weapons on the premises. I've been raided twice. I've had child protective services at my house three times. She has made allegations that I was selling drugs to the school teachers at the special school, and has contacted NDIS and Stuart Roberts and said that I am committing fraud. She has contacted my GP. She's contacted ex-contractors that used to work for me and help me care for my kids. And if she could contact anybody, she would. Like, I've had people that I haven't spoken to in like 6 years or so contact me and say, you need to be careful. This person is trying to get us to say bad stuff about you being a parent, that you're unfit, and that that, you know, that you're not fit to be a mother. And she's made three applications to the Family Court of Australia for custody of my children, and she only worked for me for 5.5 months.
She wants custody of your children.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When I had my surgery, I was really weak. I'm now permanently disabled from it. I had my C6 and 7 fused and decompressed, and I've got a metal plate in my neck, and I can't lift any more than 5 kilos now for the remainder of my life. I have issues with balance and walking because I've suffered a spinal injury. And she knew this, and when I was even on the medication, like, I couldn't take medication unless I had somebody around because my kids needed care. When I was under the influence of medication, she used to try and get me to sign my will over to her. And yeah, she just kept harping on it. Like, she thinks that my kids have a lot of money. Like, you get a lot of money from the government. You don't. You don't. She thinks that NDIS is like this open checkbook that you can just go and spend money. It's not. You have to supply invoices for everything that you buy, and it has to be reasonable and necessary, and it has to be within the goals of the NDIS plan. So, yeah.
Shannon, talk to me about the time that the police raided you.
Oh, which time? the first time the police raided me. Sorry, I just get...
No, it's fine. It's understandable. You're doing great.
Sorry. I never did anything wrong to her. I treated her like you treat your best friend. The first time they raided me, I wasn't home, and then I came home, and then the police officer said to give them a call, and I gave them a call, and they said, we let ourselves into your house. We've had allegations that you have drugs and weapons on the premises. We've gone right throughout the house, and we've found nothing to warrant that. And I said, well, you can come back and have a look. And he said, we've already looked, and the only drugs that you could say that I have on the premises is my daughter's cannabis oil, which is through the TGA with SAS approval. That costs $1,100 a month.
Oh.
So it doesn't make sense that if I was growing it, why would I be spending so much money to buy it legally?
How were they able to enter your premises without a warrant?
They had a warrant on them that I had. I was supplying possession of marijuana and growing, and I had weapons on the premises. My weapon that I have, if you could call it a weapon, is a paintball gun. It's locked up in the back barn with the quad bikes and that, away from the children. And I've had it forever. Like, I don't think that the gel balls are any good anymore. That's how long it's been since I've had it out. So,
what happened second time you were raided?
They entered the house screaming and yelling. They had their tasers pulled, because they were under the assumption that I was armed and I was dangerous. And, my two kids, ran and hit each other because they were scared of the screaming and the yelling, and they ran into each other, and my son fell back and split his head open on the door frame, And I was trying to comfort him and make them okay, and they just kept screaming and yelling at me, and I told them to stop. They need to calm down because my children have disabilities. And, I was interrogated for about four and a half hours while they searched my property from top to tail. They went through the back barn. They went through right through the house. My kids were so scared because I was under arrest. I couldn't move. The carer that I had here that day was out at the back, what is it called, the clothesline. And the police said to her, how many people are in the house? And she said, there's the mum and two kids, but the kids will not understand what you ask of them. They have autism. Now, my daughter has level 3 nonverbal autism with a profound intellectual impairment, and my son has level 2 autism with a moderate impairment, so intellectual impairment. So they didn't understand what was happening. All they were scared, and now they've suffered psychological damage from it now, because every time they see a police officer or a police car, they just start screaming.
Right. So she, how do we know it was her that put the police on to you? Do we know that?
Because the police have said that she's done this to other people.
Oh, wow.
They have never followed through with the charges. And I can understand why, because the police have said to me that they're not going to do anything until she does something, because that's the only way that they can 110% prove it, that she's, yeah. She made, when the industrial relations matter went through, she made statements to her psychiatrist that she sees me and hears me everywhere, and she's going to kill me if and when she comes across me. And the psychiatrist said that she's on the increase of risk. I'm on the increase of risk at imminent harm.
So she's escalating.
But, yeah. And she's having mail sent to my house with her name on it.
Why would she be doing that?
To let me know that she's still there. Like, to put it into context, she knows every aspect of my life, like every aspect. She knows who my kids' doctors are. She's even contacted my GP and said, you know, you need to know what your job is. If Shannon's abusing those children, they need to come to me. And my doctor's like, you need to get off the phone. My doctor said she's next level single white female crazy. She sees my life as something that she should have had. I'm just a disabilities mum. Do you know what I mean? Trying to do the best I can with what I've got. And it's hard.
It must be terrifying, Shannon.
It is. Life's hard enough having special needs kids without having somebody do what she's doing. Like, my son had to move schools because she kept turning up there because her sister worked as a teacher there. And then I moved him schools, and now I'm worried about, because of the transfer, that she'll know what school he's at now. I've changed the number plates on my car and got a new car. I put security cameras right throughout the house, and then I've had to tell the current workers in the house that help me with the kids that if you see her, you ring 000. I've had to tell my son, you see her, you scream and you run, no matter what she says. And he has level 2 autism. He doesn't get it. Like, if she came up to him, and I know for a fact that if she came up to him and said, oh, it's all right, your mum said, or your dad said, or, you know, one of the carers said, it was my turn to get you, come with me and I'll give you an ice cream or, you know, a football or something, he'd be like, yeah. He doesn't get danger.
Yeah. That's what makes it even more scary.
Yeah, the imminent threat of harm from her is next level. And her brother is a comanchero for the bikies.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I don't know when they're going to come through my house. I don't know. And I don't know what lies she has said about me. I know what she has said in court. And she had no proof. And they said that this woman, we won't name her, that she had no evidence. She only had allegations made by her, whereas I had over 22 pages of evidence to refute everything that she had said about me.
Why were you guys in court? What happened there?
She took me to industrial relations saying that she was psychologically harmed whilst working for me, that I was a bully and I harassed her.
And this led to a court case, did it?
Yeah. I'm not the one that's going to the family law courts to try and get custody of my kids. Do you know what I mean? She's the one that's using the system to hurt me and my kids. My kids are the ones that are ultimately suffering out of this, and it's insane.
Why is she doing it, Shannon? Why do you think she's doing it? I mean, who has the time for a start to do that? Never mind the inclination. Why is she being so evil?
The police said that I was perfect for the picking. I've got no family. My parents have passed on and my kids are the only person that they've got. So because I'm so isolated, that I was easy pickings. So because I had just had spinal surgery and she's done it to other people, and that I was the prime one for it, that, you know.
But what is her goal, do you think? Why does she need to do this to people?
I firmly believe now that it's because I've stopped contact with her. On the 28th of October in 2019, I stopped conversing with her. Like, that was the day that I said to her I wasn't sure about her position here anymore. And that's when she started with the messages that she wasn't able to control me, of when she spoke to me or how she spoke to me. And having to go back through the text messages and that, and now I can see it for what it was, that she was doing it to me, not me doing it to her. So she's gone through the system thinking that she could do what she's done. Like, she shut her ABN down and said that she was an employee. No, she wasn't. She was working underneath an ABN and doing tax invoicing to me. But she thought she could hide all of that. And she's just doing it for money. She thinks that I'm rich and I'm not.
And is there some revenge in there, do you think?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. She's, about 120 kilos, 6'6", takes a size 13 shoe, 45 kilos, 5'6", blonde hair, green eyes, exactly what she always used to say to me that she wanted to be. She goes, I will always want to have soft white hair like yours.
That sounds like it'd be pretty easy for you to bully her then.
She played rugby union for Australia, man. Like she broke a girl's nose when she went on a trip and from coat hangering her, and was proud about it.
Wow.
Because they were hazing each other and it was like, wow, I'm glad I don't play sport.
Sounds like a psycho to me.
She's next level, because she doesn't care who she hurts in the process as long as she gets the outcome that she wants.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I can't understand how humans can do that to other humans, particularly when there's kids involved. It just, well, we can't put ourselves in their heads because they don't think logically. Go ahead.
That's what my therapist and that, like, I'm now seeing a therapist because of it, because it affects every part of my life. Like, I get scared all the time. I don't know, like, where she's going to turn up. Like, if I hear noises at night and if the dog's barking and that, I come running out and I've got a steel pole. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I'm just scared. Like, she never really liked my daughter, but she always was obsessed with my son. And everyone, my son's psychologist and the doctors and the peds and everyone around us, because she saw and met everyone, because she would have to come and help me with the kids when we'd go to appointments, that they all firmly believe that she wants to kill me and take my son and have him as her own. My daughter, she would not care for because she's too high needs. My son, yeah.
Does she have any kids of her own?
No. She said that she miscarried like I have. And but I've done research into her husband's blood disorder and that, and there's no way that she can fall pregnant.
Right.
So it was a lie. Like, everything that she said to me was a lie.
So what, if any, contact have you had with the police to try and get this stopped?
When they raided me again, I went down to the police station and I took them all the allegations that she made about me in through WorkCover and through industrial relations. They were absolutely, what she has said about me is absolutely disgusting. If you believed any of what she said, you'd think I was the most heinous mother that is alive. I feed my children off the ground. I beat them. When child safety said that to me, it was like, how could I feed my children off the ground? My back is really bad. I find it hard to bend. And the lady said, well, why would you clean it up if you did it? It's because you've got to keep clean house. And it's like, I didn't actually understand what they were saying. And it was like, I looked at it logically. Why would I do that if I need to clean it up? Why would I make life harder for myself if I need to clean it up? Not the fact, why would you do it in the first place? I took everything that I had down to them. I gave them my phone and told them to download every message out of there. I even had text messages from her brother, which was only in June, stating that she has caused me a lot of great harm and angst, and that she has narcissistic trauma from when they were kids and all this stuff, and that I need to forgive her. I still don't hate her. I just want her to get help and get a hobby. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't bother with you. Yeah. And her car drives past my house all the time. I've got to get another camera at the front, and that's on the road so we can have it video recorded, because I know her number plate. I know her car. It's bright orange. It sticks out like her. I'm always constantly thinking, is this the day? Is today the day? Is it today?
Mm.
And it's already hard enough to live like that. Like, it's like my daughter has thrown herself through a window before and impaled herself. And it's like, it's hard enough to live with that. Like, is that today the day I'm going to lose my children? But if my children lose their mother, what will happen to them? They don't deserve this. I never did anything wrong. They never did anything wrong. They're innocent. And the police are just saying we've got to wait until she actually physically does something to hurt me.
That is crazy. They can't do anything?
No.
That's got to be wrong.
Prime Minister or something, they'd do something.
That's got to be wrong, Shannon. That's That's not on. No, no, not. You they feel have like to do something.
Yeah, but they don't take it seriously. Her brother, she told me her brother left his phone with her and those two bikies that were killed in Burley, that he did it. Like, do you know how freaking scared I am? I can't even think straight because it's like, well, if she can try and turn people against me, that these lies that she has fed all these people in the system and, like, with child safety, the police, this whole big story that she's made up about me, that I have got this plantation of drugs here, I've got weapons here, I am selling cannabis to the teachers at school and that. Like, the only drug I gave the teachers was at Christmas time. It was two bottles of wine because you need to have wine to be able to teach our kids. Our kids are hard work. And it was like, thank you. But I gave them with chocolates and a cup and it was like a gift basket. It wasn't like, I can't understand it.
No, well, you can't understand it because the whole thing is freaking crazy. And the fact that no one, like, why do people get to do this to people and nothing happens? That's why we're doing this podcast. We have to educate police, you know? What pisses me off, how can they take the word of this woman and just raid your house with your kids in it, break it in your door with stun guns, just on her word? Yet you go to them with proof and they do nothing.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
If it was a man, they would be done for domestic violence.
Absolutely.
But because it's a woman and because she worked for me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That's crazy.
It doesn't matter. Like, I must have done something. And if I had anything to hide and if I was selling marijuana and I was doing all this stuff that she said, why would I give the police my phone number?
Right.
Why? They'd be able to pull up anything that's on there. Like, I have done nothing wrong. That's why I said, here, have my phone. They said, okay, we'll download everything from it and we'll go from there. And I haven't heard anything back to them. I keep sending them pictures of the mail. She sends mail to my house, like, at least every fortnight. And I don't open it because I'm not going to get charged with tampering with mail.
Right.
I just leave it. I don't know what's in it. And it could be a letter. It could be her with her rantings, ravings. I don't know. It could be anything. It just could be, I don't know. And that's the unknown of it. It's the unknown and people out there protecting her. Like, her mother knows what she's doing. Her sister knows what she's doing. Her husband knows what she's doing. Her brother knows what she's doing. But nobody's reporting her. Nobody's getting her sanctioned under a Mental Health Act. They said that she needs drugs and that she needs help, but she won't seek it. Well, if she won't seek it for herself, you've got to a right to
You've got to force her to get help.
Yeah. Even her psychiatrist hasn't reported her. If she's at imminent risk of causing me immediate harm and death, and she's verbalizing it to you, she's going to kill me even when she sees me. Even when. Like, don't they take an oath that they have to protect the innocent?
My belief is that if whatever is between you and your psychiatrist is confidential, unless it involves the harm of someone else, and then the psychologist is bound to report. That's what I think. But people out there, you could maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, they're not protecting me.
No, absolutely not. Well, this is what this podcast's about, Shannon. We're hoping that we get the word out there and things change. We make a change. We might have people come forward knowing from what you've said that she may be doing the same thing to them. Let's hope, if she is, that they do come forward and we can do something about it.
I hope she isn't. Like, the NDIS Safeguards Commission finally contacted me nearly a year after I contacted them with what she was doing. I said that, and I contacted the Blue Card people as well, working with Children Check, and told them what she's doing. They waited till they investigated me for fraud and then came up that I was not committing fraud. They audited me and that I wasn't doing anything wrong in the instance, but they waited till they checked that out first before they went into now damage control and trying to stop her from going with any other family.
So they checked her for fraud because of what she had said?
Her allegations, yes.
Oh, see, that's nuts.
See, they've gone all through my bank accounts and they've found no evidence. They've gone through all my receipts, they found no evidence. And the only receipts that I've got, this woman stole 4 filing cabinets of paperwork out of my office. Now, that's got my birth certificates, my kids' birth certificates, my marriage certificates, my divorces and everything in there, my parents' death certificates, their birth certificates. It's got our whole lives in there. It's got the title deeds to my house. Mm-hmm. It's got all my income tax statements, everything from the last 7 years, even longer, probably 10 years. But nobody's doing anything. There was no way that she could have known. These people who've come up and told me that this person has called me and she wants me to collude with her, that you are a bad mother, these people, she would have never even known. They're not even in my phone. Like, they're not even there. Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't have even known who they were in my phone to be able to call them. She wouldn't have known who they are, because I haven't spoken about them. But I've had these people come from 6 years ago and 7 years ago that worked for me for like 5 minutes and said, oh, I've had this person call me out of the blue. What the hell's going on, Shannon?
It's crazy, Shannon.
She has filtered every avenue of my life.
Right.
And I don't know how to stop her. Nobody will help me.
Hopefully, Shannon, this maybe will get you the help that you need. Time is up, Shannon. We have to finish there. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Sorry, and sorry for being emotional, but it just breaks my heart that one person can screw up somebody's life so bad.
No, I totally understand. I don't even know where to begin with trying to feel what you guys would be going through. I just can't fathom it. I just can't imagine living my life looking over my shoulder, having government departments, police departments rocking up. And I just can't imagine it. It's just unbelievable.
I had a shower the night before, and the girls were here looking after the kids, and like, I can't have a shower unless somebody's actually got physical eyes on the children. It's just not safe. And the girls were here, and I said, look, I'll have a quick shower. Anyway, the lights went off and I just braced myself. And then my son jumped around the corner and went boo. And he thought it was funny as hell. And I lost it. I lost it, and I shouldn't have lost it. But it was like, is this it? I'm like, have you actually got me now? Like, I'm weak, I'm vulnerable, I've got no clothes on, I'm wet, I'm cornered. Like, and I just screamed at him, and was like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad afterwards. He thought it was funny as hell, and it's like, it's not funny.
In a normal situation, it would have been funny, you know.
Yeah.
But no, no, not in your situation. That's terrifying.
Yeah, like, you can't even have a shower and know that you're safe.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, thanks, mate. Sorry.
That's all right. Thanks, Shannon. We really appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
No problem. Take it easy.
See you now. Bye.
Talk soon. Bye.
If you or someone you know is being stalked in Australia, please ring 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. In the United Kingdom, please ring Paladin National Stalking Advocacy Service on 020-3866-4107. And in the United States, please ring Stalking Resource Center, National Center for Victims of Crime Helpline on 800-FYI-CALL. That's 800-394-2255.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Stalking Australia from That's Not Canon Productions, you can find more like it on your podcatcher of choice. If you'd like to support the show, the easiest way to do that is go to Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can find out more about the show at thatsnotcanon.com/stalkingaustralia.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.